This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, January 16th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. The number of unemployed people in the world will increase by 3.4 million in 2017. That will bring the global number of jobless people to more than 200 million. The prediction for increased unemployment comes in a new report by the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. Guy Ryder is the Director General of the organization. He is the first unionist to lead the organization in the ILO's 98-year history. He was interviewed by Daniel Johnson of UN Radio.
I think the major message arising from our annual report on employment trends is that despite the marginal improvement in economic growth rates foreseen for 2017, this will be insufficient to prevent a continuing rise in global unemployment. We think 3.4 million will be added to the global unemployment figures in the coming year. This is mostly the result of deteriorating conditions in the emerging world, to some extent the developing world as well, and despite the fact that we're getting at slightly better employment figures out of the developed world. So we're still going in the wrong direction when seen in the aggregate. Added to that, we make the points about the quality of employment. Unfortunately, the trends that we see coming down the line mean that we will not make the progress that we must in continuing to eliminate working poverty or continuing to reduce vulnerable employment.
This week, top corporate and government leaders are meeting at the annual World Economic Forum being held in Davos, Switzerland. The theme of this year's conference is the effect of computer technology on the future of enterprises and work. However, one labor leader is objecting to the emphasis on the digitalization of work, saying that it excludes the vast majority of workers in the world. Volter Sanchez is the president of the Global Union Industrial. Industrial represents 50 million workers employed in a wide range of economic sectors, from mining to manufacturing to garment production. I asked him about what's being called Industry 4.0, the digitalization of work.
It's a model of, you know, a different stage of capitalism, which is bringing more exclusion. So more workers are excluded from the gains of the industry in general. It's based on a vast majority of people that are low paid, work too much, work in very bad working conditions, normally in countries in which they don't respect the workers' rights, which they don't respect the right of organizing. So to sustain a model in a very small niche of industries, normally in the traditional rich countries, rich economies like Europe or US, so you have to count on a very big supply chain with poor working conditions in general. So the exclusion is the basis of this new model. So that's what we're concerned, and we focus very much on the supply chain workers, which are the ones that we want to organize so that they can improve their working conditions.
How is Industrial helping workers and their unions prepare for the changes in the work world about to come?
You know, for us, in a union perspective, there is not much to reinvent the wheel, because the only way that the workers can have a seat in the table with governments or with companies is to have stronger unions. So to build strong, representative, qualified unions that can strengthen the workforce towards the objectives of defending workers' rights. So we have a number of projects, especially in the growing areas of the industry, which is normally South and Southeast Asia, some parts of Latin America and Africa, which are the main drives of growth of the employment in the industry worldwide, and trying to make the unions, supporting the unions so that they can strengthen their workforce, they can have more members, they can have a good perspective to have a seat in the work, in the bargaining table to negotiate the changes in the industry.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.